Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stefan from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm excited to bring you guys my brother Andreas, who is a successful publisher on Amazon, Kindle publisher. Many of you guys have seen the previous videos and interviews that I've done with him over the years on my YouTube channel, sharing his journey, starting his online business with Kindle publishing, going through K Money Mastery, building it up to a high six-figure, seven-figure income. He's also built his Amazon FBA business. And we haven't done an interview like this in about a year. And if you're a part of my K Money Mastery program, inside full disclosure, you probably have seen Andreas inside the Facebook group, a lot of trainings that we've done together. And we thought it'd be time to do another video, share with you guys what's the latest in the world of publishing on Amazon. I want to have Andreas share with you guys a little bit about his progress, his journey, as well as a lot of what he's learned of what's working today in the world of publishing on Amazon. You know, Andreas also works with a lot of people one-on-one. He has his own coaching program that he works with a lot of people that are a part of K Money Mastery. And he's seen a lot of what's working, but also what's not working. And so we thought it'd be useful just to update you guys on a lot of that stuff. So Andreas, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro. Excited to be here. It's been a whole year since we did one of these, and I got a lot to share, and I'm looking forward to answering any questions that might help some of the people out there in this business. As we know, the business keeps changing, and so we got to stay on top of doing our best to keep up with Amazon, and love to share today.
Awesome. So I know we did, you know, that original video. Some of you guys that are watching this or listening might have remembered that back at your cabin up at 70 Mile House, right on the lake, where, you know, you in a matter of months got up to making, I think, around $4,000, $5,000 a month from your publishing business. And, you know, since then we've done some other videos sharing your journey. And I know, you know, you recently rebuilt your cabin, you tore it down, you built a brand new one that you have there. You've done some events there now too. You know, since the last interview we did, I think about a year ago, do you want to share with people, you know, what's changed for you, how you've been able to continue to grow your business, and, you know, just where you're at today with Kindle publishing?
Yeah. So for me, you know, I started way back in 2014, had some great success in my first 4 or 5 months, as we shared in that first video we did together, and motivated me to kind of go all in into it. So decided to focus more on it. And obviously, over the next year into 2015, continued to have success, hit some pretty big numbers, which then, you know, obviously continued to motivate me to see how far I could take it, but also realizing the opportunity in physical products. So I ventured into that and started to have some success with that, and get some products out there, and kind of just kept doing both of them all the way through 2015 and then 2016. And then, of course, we did our video in January, February of last year. And at that point, I had established a decent portfolio, you know, 700-800 books, you know, as a publisher, generating revenues as high as 70, 80 grand in a month. And then physical product was doing really well. You know, I had helped my wife with her business. I had mine, combined, you know, we were pushing at about 70 grand there. So we were doing really well, you know, making over six figures a month in both businesses. And then 2017, was kind of a crazy year, because, You know, I noticed that, you know, over the 2.5 years I'd been in this business, in the online business dealing with Amazon, that there was a tendency of, you know, a lot of changes that would occur within Amazon. And so I started to focus on creating an online business that allowed me not to become not so much dependent on Amazon, but to use them more as a great funnel of traffic and customers, and try to build my own business with my own audience, and so that I can continue to have repeat customers instead of always looking for new customers, which tends to happen on the Amazon platform. So since I had grown a big portfolio, I had a presence, I've learned a lot. I figured the next step for me was to grow beyond Amazon and try to build a business where I would build relationships with consumers and continue to be able to sell my product over and over again, or more importantly, upsell them possibly, maybe from an ebook to a physical product, and then whatever else I could create, whether it's a series of books, or, you know, going into another platform like CreateSpace and Audible, and just gaining experience and learning how to do that instead of just creating a product, putting it on Amazon, and just trying to make money from one month to another. I wanted to get, you know, repeat customers, and I wanted to build an audience, build a list. And so that was primarily my focus in 2017, which led me to really focusing on building a brand. And I guess that's been the major transformation for me since I started this business, is that when I started, my business revolved around Amazon and the brand was all about Amazon. Whereas today, everything that I build is primarily built on, you know, my business and my brand, and is always looking for a way to basically steal the customers from Amazon, but use that great platform that it is, because there's so much traffic there and so many people there that, you know, that it's still the number one resource to go, and it's the best way to learn, the best way to build your business. But I think for me, I'm at a point now, 1,100 books, you know, making that kind of revenue, that I wanted to kind of challenge myself to see if I could build my own audience and market outside of Amazon. And me being in coaching and helping so many people in that area, it just made sense for me to evolve into that path, and then I could help people as well.
Awesome. So it sounds like you've continued publishing, you've grown a lot in a lot of ways, or building your brand. And I think a lot of people, you know, they are watching this and they just want to get started. You know, what would you often recommend for someone just getting started? Because I think a lot of people, they might hear how many books you have, or myself or other people, and they think, hey, you know, I'm just going to put out, hundreds of books. But often, as you know, that's not the best strategy maybe to start with. You've got a system that allows you to be able to publish a lot of books. So somebody that's getting started, what would you recommend for them as, you know, just one of the best strategies for them to, you know, maybe start making at least a couple hundred bucks or a couple thousand dollars, and then be able to grow and scale from there?
Well, I think first of all, the individual, whoever it is, has to determine whether they have patience for business, because business, as you know, anybody who gets into business, and yourself, gained so much experience in this area over the last decade, that you have to have patience. And for somebody new coming into this business, or any business in general, but especially in the online, you're going to have to understand that concept of patience, because, you know, to build a business, to get into all of these things, to learn, to publish, to create products, to market, you know, even all the foundational work that's required when you first come in, I think that's a key attribute that you need. So you need to evaluate yourself and say, am I a patient individual, or am I someone who wants results fast, or who wants to take action fast, and who wants to beat the learning curve? If you're someone who has patience and understands that concept, then take your time. You know, publish a few books, go through the KMM video program, because by far that's, in my opinion, the best one out there that's going to get you to learn the foundation of this business. You know, take your time. Don't try to publish 25 or 50 or 100 books. Try to learn the process of of research and creating a product and improving the product and engaging with people to get feedback on that product and just learn the fundamentals of managing a business and hiring people and outsourcing and, you know, all those little attributes. If you're an individual who lacks the patience, who is a little bit more aggressive and who wants to not necessarily go through everything themselves and wants to grow a big business and maybe a little faster, then my advice to you would be maybe because you're going to be doing things at a faster pace, then maybe seek out the help. You know, get a professional, someone who's been through it that can spend time teaching you a system of how you can essentially skip that learning curve and at the same time not become so inefficient in the business just because you're scaling up too fast. And that's probably a big common problem that happens with people is that they start to do too much and they're not, and it's hard enough already when you're just learning, let alone when you're doing it 10 times more than maybe the average person. So that would be my advice to people is, number one, figure out what kind of individual you are in that way. And if you do want to challenge yourself and do it on your own, which this business is, anybody can do it, so that's not an issue. Then just take your time, go through the videos, understand that each book that you create, you're not going to make $1,000 on one book or 5,000 or 10,000. I mean, it takes time and you know, you're going to have, if you're doing things right and you're learning, then the second book should be better than the first and the third book should be better than the second and you should be improving. Now, sometimes the money doesn't show that, but the quality can, you know, there are other things to measure.